In the 1950s, a U.S. Navy engineer named Frank Watlington was trying to record Russian submarines. It was the height of the Cold War, and the U.S. government had built a top-secret listening station where Frank worked with a hydrophone, an underwater microphone, off the coast of Bermuda. But Frank's gear kept picking up something else. These eerie, beautiful sounds. They weren't submarines. They were humpback whales. The story goes that Frank tried to hide the recordings at first, afraid commercial whalers would use them to track and hunt the humpbacks, who were already on the verge of extinction.
Each invention of a better kind of boat and a better kind of spear, the pursuit of whales was carried further from shore. When at last in the 1860s, Svend Foyn perfected the harpoon with a bomb in its head, he opened the last century of whaling. Yay! He patented his bomb on Christmas Eve and wrote in his diary,
I thank ye. Thee, I thank thee, O Lord. Is that a T there? Let me see. Lord, thou alone hast done all. Two L's in that, yeah, all.
Since the dawn of time, men have harvested whales for a variety of purposes, most of which can be achieved synthetically at this point. 100 years ago, using hand-thrown harpoons, man did plenty of damage. But that is nothing compared to what he has achieved in this century. This is mankind's legacy. Whales hunted to the brink of extinction. Virtually gone is the blue whale, the largest creature ever to inhabit the earth. Despite all attempts at banning whaling, there are still countries and pirates currently engaged in the slaughter of these inoffensive creatures. Where the humpback whale once numbered in the hundreds of thousands, today, there are less than 10,000 specimens alive, and those that are taken in are no longer fully grown. In addition, many of the female whales are killed, while still bearing unborn calves.
To hunt a species to extinction is not logical.
Whoever said the human race was logical?
Whale's voice, and you hear echoes from the bottom of the waves and the bottom of the sea.
And so the song will continue around and around for hours and hours. It's an endless cycle.
As suspected, the probe's transmissions are the songs sung by whales.
Whales?
Specifically, humpback whales.
That's crazy. Who would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale?
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth far earlier than man.
10 million years earlier, and humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that an alien intelligence sent the probe to determine why they lost contact.
So how do they do it? Land mammals like us generate sound by moving air over our vocal cords. Communicating underwater is challenging. Light and odors don't travel well, so it's hard for animals to see or smell.
I didn't hear him enter, but my nostrils flared at the smell of his perfume. Pyramid patchouli. There was only one joker in L.A. sensitive enough to wear that scent, and I had to find out who he was.
But sound moves about 4 times faster in water than in air. So in this dark environment, marine mammals often rely on vocalization to communicate. That's why a chorus of sounds fills the ocean. Clicks, pulses, whistles, groans, boings, cries, and trills, to name a few. But the most famous parts of this underwater symphony are the evocative melodies, or songs, composed by the world's largest mammals, whales. Whale songs are one of the most sophisticated communication systems in the animal kingdom. Only a few species are known to sing: blue, fin, bowhead, minke whales, and of course, humpback whales. These are all baleen whales, which use hairy baleen plates instead of teeth to trap their prey. Meanwhile, toothed whales do use echolocation, and they and other species of baleen whales make social sounds, such as cries and whistles, to communicate. But those vocalizations lack the complexity of songs. So how do they do it? Land mammals like us generate sound by moving air over our vocal cords when we exhale, causing them to vibrate. Baleen whales have a U-shaped fold of tissue between their lungs and their large inflatable organs, called laryngeal sacs. We don't know this for sure because it's essentially impossible to observe the internal organs of a living, singing whale, but we think that when a whale sings, muscular contractions in the throat and chest move air from the lungs across the U-fold and into the laryngeal sacs, causing the U-fold to vibrate. The resulting sound resonates in the sacs like a choir's singing in a cathedral, making songs loud enough to propagate up to thousands of kilometers away. Whales don't have to exhale to sing. Instead, the air is recycled back into the lungs, creating sound once more. One reason whale songs are so fascinating is their pattern. Units like moans, cries, and chirps are arranged in phrases. Repeated phrases are assembled into themes. Multiple themes repeated in a predictable pattern create a song. This hierarchical structure is a kind of grammar. Whale songs are extremely variable in duration, and whales can repeat them over and over. In one recorded session, a humpback whale sang for 22 hours. And why do they do it? We don't yet know the exact purpose, but we can speculate. Given that the singers are males, and they mostly sing during the mating season, songs might be used to attract females. Or perhaps they're territorial, used to deter other males.
Well, if you're going to go for a big scene, you're never going to be able to match the location.
How are we
going to
get
so abstract.
Inside? How are we going to get inside? This is a problem we haven't faced yet. Are we going to take the blue goose inside the whale?
Well, it's a good question.
We could have a wild whale.
We could solarize the whale and do it with special effects.
I think front projection is your best bet.
Yeah, but front projection
whales
is in trouble.
Whales hate front projection.
Why don't we cut the whales whale out of the script?
Cutting a whale, man, is...
We could cut the whale right out of the script.
We could, how about the whole scene could be cutting the whale? You got
it.
Wait a minute.
Cutting the whale.
That's cutting the whale.
What a great idea. Cutting the whale.
Well, okay. Four guys. It's like...
But then we'll have to change the title from Love on a Horse to Love in a Whale.
Who is going to see? They'll think it's a Disney film or something.
That's good. Disney films get big ratings.
Or Jacques Cousteau, even worse.
Yeah, right. Jacques Cousteau.
One of those live adventure things with real whales, you know.
A nude whale. A nude whale.
Are you trying to be funny, Harry?
Are you trying to be hairy funny?
You know the way I look at it? Look, the whale is a mammal who doesn't create any pollution, right? It's the only mammal who seems to make it. Why don't we try and make a blend of, like, Julia and a whale? Kind of, Don't laugh.
Wait, don't laugh.
Yeah, look. Bendable integrated community worker, right? Got the image?
Bendable right. Integrated community
whales,
whale.
No spore, right? Even their crap, man, makes candles and perfume, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, very
vomit.
Japanese
whale
will take it.
Vomit. Whale vomit.
Right.
Ambergris.
Vomit, right, okay.
Whale vomit is clean.
And they're hardly ever sick. Hardly ever. Healthy.
Nobody knows what happens to their...
No,
their,
right. Nobody, well, you don't have to know where they die.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
Like
all right, listen, I got
a
an angle.
A Negro whale.
Okay.
A what? Negro a whale. A black whale.
Okay, fine. This fits perfectly.
Black whale with a city job.
This
with a good city job. Operation Bootstrap. Bootblack. Operation Bootblack.
Do you want to hear this idea? Listen, this is
underwater bootblack.
Underwater bootblack.
Hey, let's listen to Phil's idea because that's terrible.
Whales return to the same feeding and breeding grounds annually, and each discrete population has a different song. Songs evolve over time as units or phrases are added, changed, or dropped. And when males from different populations are feeding within earshot, phrases are often exchanged, maybe because new songs make them more attractive to breeding females. This is one of the fastest examples of cultural transmission, where learned behaviors are passed between unrelated individuals of the same species. We can eavesdrop on these songs using underwater microphones called hydrophones. These help us track species when sightings or genetic samples are rare. For example, scientists have been able to differentiate the elusive blue whale's populations worldwide based on their songs. But the oceans are getting noisier as a result of human activity. Boating, military sonar, underwater construction, and seismic surveys for oil are occurring more often, which may interfere with whales' communication. Some whales will avoid key feeding or breeding grounds if human noise is too loud, and humpback whales have been observed to reduce their singing in response to noise 200 kilometers away. Limiting human activity along migratory routes and in other critical habitats and reducing noise pollution throughout the ocean would help ensure whales' continued survival. If the whales can keep singing and we can keep listening, maybe one day we'll truly understand what they're saying.
Recorded whale song. It is sung by the male. He'll sing anywhere from 6 to as long as 30 minutes and then start again. In the ocean, the other whales will pick up the song and pass it on. The songs change every year, and we still don't know what purpose they serve. Are they some kind of navigational signal? Could they be part of the mating ritual? Or is it pure communication beyond our comprehension? Frankly, we just don't know yet.
Lip reading for Sylvia Frumpkin. I was an eye on a stick. I was my son's voice. I was a landscape.
I was
like
only
a
half
girl.
A lover.
I wanted to write a poem on a rocks.
I wanted
to hear
take
you
money
talking
out of the
about
country.
Me. I thought about how I could fuck you. I thought I would record the birds. I lay in bed I too lied late. About it.
Fe read. Uno, dos.
String
pinion log
chiles
in a nest
of fire fall,
slick
falls
as lava,
rolls across
hot as cinders,
tiles
wet as flesh,
red eyed
smolders
against
weight.
The ash white wall.
Albuquerque. Shocking old folks off the tour bus. Insects open up their doors, sing in the heat,
search out ice.
Our TVs
buzz
among the Indians
around the
signs.
Auto court.
Stroll together.
Time rides
in the heat.
Faster.
The
in
heat,
this
long,
the heated,
starred
storms.
Western light.
Sky folded into a stick,
spreading open.
The master wraps my hand.
A month
in
of slow
days.
Thank you. stereo poem. Stereo poem. The voices came out of his head
like starting over.
Ears held in Japanese devices
that make us
locking whatever's in between.
The radio always on,
bondage
low in the candlelight sweat.
If you guys read a weekly news letter monthly today, then you saw that a whole bunch of whales went up on the beach and killed themselves.
Suicide.
Oh, yeah. Whale suicide. Remember that?
Yeah, whale suicide. Right.
Now, isn't there an angle in there somewhere?
There are no angles on a whale. A straight line, however, is the shortest distance between two points.